Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to try to shut up this last 5 minutes with both our guests and just briefly give them the floor. Christopher Drew, facing 15 years in jail for recording his own demonstration in Chicago. Michael Allison, facing life in prison. Michael, finish your point, then we'll give Christopher the last word.
Yeah, I was just saying that whenever this thing came up, whenever they sprung this whole situation on me, I couldn't believe it. And I thought that the whole thing was made up, the way that it just sounded so unbelievable. And the first thing that I did, and me and my mother, after they let me out of jail, we went to the local library and looked up the statute to see what the language said and what it meant and how it was applied. And the first thing is that the statute is misapplied and misinterpreted, and the language in the statute is very vague and can be interpreted just about any way that it's like the old saying of a 100 accountants doing the same taxes will come up with 100 different figures.
Yeah, but still, it says spying on police, and you have to go to Black's Law. Spying means that it's behind closed doors, that it's in private events, which is tied to whole eavesdropping, peeping toms, all of that. The overall common law, and that's why the courts have all ruled this way, is clearly there's no perception in public,
right,
or in public proceedings. And so the issue is that's why it's being thrown out all over the country. The issue now is, why do they continue to prosecute people consciously? Let's get a comment on that from Mr. Drew.
Yeah, the reason the Illinois law is the worst law in the country is it doesn't recognize that it has anything to do with privacy. They say specifically at the beginning of the law that it doesn't matter whether the conversation is private or not. It's still illegal. And so that makes it an absurd law that was made to protect our privacy initially, but perverted to protect and shield the police and prevent us from gathering the information we need to go to court and protect ourselves. And that's why it's ground zero for the nation, because right now, at this time in history, everybody has a cell phone. So we have power in our hands like we've never had before to watch our watchers. And that's why they're using this law as an example. You said before, Chicago's been an example for the nation. Illinois has been an example for the nation. That's exactly what's happening here. Citizens must realize we're ground zero. If they're successful at prosecuting this law in Illinois, believe me, police in other states will encourage their legislatures to pass similar
laws. And what
laws.
Does that say about the prosecutors and the police, that they know this law is twisted and unconstitutional? It's been ruled that, and they still, with glee, love to arrest people. It shows a heart of abusive oppression and hatred for basic freedom.
The Cook County State's attorney was the one who created the spying provision and made it class one felony. They know how it's supposed to be presented and used, and they misuse it on purpose. So that tells you exactly that they know what they're doing, and they're doing it for a reason. And the reason is exactly what we need to oppose. They're trying to institute a police state here in Illinois, and actually I believe they have it.
Oh, yeah, no, they have instituted it. Are you kidding? It's completely mafia run. So where do you go from here? Do you have a website, or how can people support you? Are you going to strike back with a lawsuit?
We're on Facebook, Free Sam, F-R-E-E Sam, S-A-M, Facebook.com, Free Sam. And that'll get almost daily to weekly update on this entire issue nationally.
All right, well, we're going to pray for you, sir, and also for your lung cancer. I want to get you both to pop in with us with updates in the near future. Thank you so much. We're going to come back and get into all the other news. State court has ruled you have no right to vegetables, anything. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Live. Thank you so much for joining us. Helga, I've known her for probably more than 10 years, is an anti-globalist, pro-liberty activist who lived here in Texas for a long time, but she's a German-born citizen, and she moved back to Germany a few years ago because of the economy being so bad here. She's going to pop in at the bottom of the hour for 5-10 minutes to give us a German perspective on what's happening. Because it is in the news over there that Germany is going ahead with signing over what's left of their sovereignty to this new financial dictatorship. So she's going to be popping in. Mike Adams is going to be with us in the last 30 minutes. Now the CDC is calling people at home, harassing them, threatening them, telling them to provide shot records, or they're basically going to come inject their kids. So now the feds, talk about being out of their jurisdiction, they're not just financing local schools to come knock on your door and say, I'm coming in to give you a shot. We played that newscast out of California yesterday, and the mother's like, bleep you, and slams the door. They're coming after homeschoolers, everybody. And now the CDC is using that census data and integrating it in and finding out who's got kids, where they live. Now they're going to start a yearly census where The Census Bureau is your little government political commissar that keeps tabs on you. That's all coming up. Now, yesterday I mentioned this and never got to it. And today I mentioned it and never got to it. But I'm going to get to some good news right now. And if you will give me a document cam shot, please, I will show the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers this article. If you're a radio listener, you just go to Infowars.com, and we have it linked up there in yesterday's archive, or just type into the search engine, Green Bay Packers security personnel to use handheld wands in effort to ratchet up safety measures at Lambeau Field. Now, what's the good news here? They say that they've gotten feedback, and it's very negative feedback, about the TSA groping that the TSA advised them or told them to do. And Janet Napolitano has been at the Super Bowl and trying to scare everybody and on big telescreens and at Walmart and now breaking in on cell phones, always forcing their propaganda on you, that they're here to protect you. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Only government can save you. And they say, even though the NFL told the owners 2 weeks ago now that they had to grope everyone from the ankles up, and they said, we will grab your genitals, we will grab your wife's breast and make sure they're not bombs, guilty until proven innocent, you're a prisoner, they got a big backlash. You heard Jesse Ventura on here a few days ago say that he would support a boycott of this and that he's sick of it. So the Green Bay Packers have said that because of the feedback they've been getting, they're now just going to wand the entire body. And that's bad enough, but at least they're not going to be touching you. So, see, there's pushback. It shows that we're going in the right direction. We think it's a more thorough process without having the hands-on in particular. We understand there has been some negativity out there with the Transportation Security Administration has done. This just eliminates that process, Collins said. Pretty much the whole body will be scanned with the hand wand. And they now say they're going to cancel what they did last season under TSA advice, the upper body pat-down. The pat-downs are gone. Green Bay Packers. So I might actually, next time I'm up in Minnesota, drive over to Wisconsin, because Genesis is based in Minnesota, I might go see a Packers game. In fact, that's one of the few places, an actual local, you know, controlled, supported team, I might actually go see a Packers game, just because they're going in the right direction. I will not be going to a Dallas Cowboys game. And again, I haven't been to a football game in over a decade. I went to a UT football game, and it's an interesting thing. You know, I would like to take my children sometime just to experience a big sports stadium event and historically educate them about it and let them enjoy it. I know my parents have requested to take them to UT football games, and I've said no so far because I'm told groping has started. So they will never go to a University of Texas football game. They will never go to a Dallas Cowboys game. They will go to none of them. Because I'm not going to put myself under your control. If you want to, quote, wand, and that's just a magnetic wand, doesn't hurt you in any way, like the body scanners, to see if I got a gun, sure. It's your private corporation. You want to do that? That, I think, is somewhat reasonable. I've always been against it, though, because it leads to things like the groping, like the guilty until proven innocent. Shows a positive little ray of light there that the Green Bay Packers have said, we did upper body groping last year. It's out the door. Our fans don't like it. And we're not going to do the whole body groping. By the way, they were saying come 4 hours earlier now so that everyone can be groped. I mean, you're going to grope a 2-year-old's diaper. This is what TSA does. You're going to grab Ron Paul's genitals, Jesse Ventura's genitals. I've had them both on the show. Both of them have said it happens to them. I've seen it happen to Ventura. And I mean, his face was turning red. And I even videotaped it. And later he was embarrassed by it. He's so funny. He goes, we were like, our plane was late, so we were eating Mexican food through the gate. I was, hey, Gov, I recorded that. He goes, let me see it. He goes, yeah, I'm glad you did it in case something bad happened, but go ahead and erase that. And then I erased it. I said, you want to see it? He goes, no, I trust you. Besides, Navy SEALs, you know, I know where you live. He's a funny guy. I would have that footage for his court case if he wouldn't have told me to erase it. And, I mean, they had that. It was a black guy and a black woman. Both of them searched him. And they went in his crotch. And the part really made him mad is they, you know, go in the buttocks. That's in his lawsuit. I'm not going to even say, because we got kids listening, but they, you know, they go, and he was just like turning red going, that's why I live in Mexico. This country is East Germany. I can't believe I serve this country, and this is how this is. And it was like fun, and TSA people were laughing, asking for autographs, and there were people lining up, hey, it's Jesse Ventura. And he's just sitting there, and it went on and on and on for about 3 minutes. I'm sitting right there in the chair past the screening area with my iPhone videotaping it. Alex was smart to record it in case that they, in case it went wrong, but erase it. Well, you don't mind that I recorded it. You understand why? No, good idea. Good idea. Good idea. But erase it. Hey, you know, you ought to videotape your dog on the treadmill and you on the elliptical watching Sports Center. That'd get 10 million views. No, that's private. He is something else. He's, I just like Ventura because I know him personally. He really is something else. I hung out with him for about 3-4 hours. We walked around the French Quarter. That was interesting one time. And then, I don't know, out in California and places. He's just funny, man. By the way, I did shoot a bunch of video because he said it was fun at his birthday party. And Dew has it, him singing and Harry Dean Stanton singing. I never have put that on YouTube. I guess because it's not really political, so why would I? But maybe I'll put that on the special report section next week of PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I tend to get off into happy stories and stuff because this is some hardcore news here. But we've got to admit how far we've fallen so we don't fall further. There's still time to turn back and to honor good people in government and in corporations and police who do the right thing, who we do honor here. But you got to choose sides, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I wanted to get Ted Anderson up here briefly before I get into the news and then your calls. And Helga's going to be joining us and Mike Adams and a lot more. I wanted to get Ted up because exactly what we predicted happened. They kept raising the trading margins to where now, basically, they've killed the speculative market in gold and silver. And now governments are talking about taxes on gold and confiscation, and France is talking about it. So they're going to try that too, but that'll only drive the price up more. And if you can just hold on to it when they're trying to confiscate, after they've confiscated it, it'll go up even more. And then when they legalize it later, because they always hoard it themselves, you'll be sitting pretty, in my historical researched opinion. That's what I personally believe. But despite all that, gold and silver has run way back up again. Gold gains as EU crisis spurs, haven demand, Bloomberg. Here's another one, Shanghai to raise gold and silver margins, output up in July. They're announcing they're going to do it again. So they're like, oh my, there's a war, folks. I mean, here's another one. Gold rises 1% as physical buying supports. So they killed the speculative market, and it's still surging back. So I'm going to be honest with you. They're going to. I'm not turning my gold and silver in. I bought it. You mafia crooks, Al Capone, you know, Chicago mafia that runs our country, tells me to turn it in. I'm not. There's got to be a line in the sand. It's like if you say you're coming to take my kids. Nope, it's over. You're crooks. That's the end of it. We all know it. But there's no doubt that's where it's going, because they're going to devalue the currency completely. And they're not going to let you, you know, try to have gold and silver. Now, they're going to fail. The answer is just that's it. We're not doing it. I mean, how many cops out there do I know that call me that have bought gold? Are you going to turn yours into these people? I mean, is there nothing you won't do? We're going to go to break and come back with Ted. But the issue is something big has happened. Ted has been in gold and silver for 33 years. Is it 34 now? Time flies. He's never seen it, except for institutional and big buyers, where people buy low, sell high, like you're supposed to do. He sees people buy when it's high and not when it's low. He's always happy to buy it back when it's low. That's how he passes on savings later and has become the fifth biggest gold and silver broker in the country. Ted is seeing 10 times the activity he was seeing. He technically called me last night and said, let me be specific, around 10 times what he was seeing a few months ago and 2 or 3 times what he's ever seen. It is a meltdown at Midas Resources right now. People are finally getting it that you buy when it's low. So we're going to come back and go to Ted Anderson for one segment and then get a report on the economy from Germany and get into a bunch of news. But that's why I've seen reports. They're saying bans on gold sales in France above $600. Cities all over are trying to ban gold sale shops. The feds are openly saying, hey, we might do something here, because they don't want you to protect yourself. We'll be right back.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies and more. Or check us out online at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go across town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Penso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó y me hizo volar al cielo infinito. Volare, oh.
You know, that's not mariachi music. That's more, I think, South American, isn't it? We were in a Mexican food restaurant this weekend. And the mariachi guys came over, and I was having them play Rukuku and all that stuff. My wife liked it, too, but after a while, she's like, my gosh. But I really do like, more and more as I get older, mariachi music. I even got their card. I might just go completely native. The problem is then, there's a lot of stuff I like about the culture south of the border, but I don't like the drug gangs and the corruption that's grown out of the phony drug war. And we've got to end the drug war today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and go to Ted Anderson. Ted, wow. So your phones are melting down right now with people that are finally getting it, that this is another market manipulation. But now they've responded. They're announcing in Asia again they're going to raise margin calls again. So I guess that means they may actually start making you put more money down than what you're actually betting on. This is getting crazy.
Well, yeah, and what I think you're going to see is there's going to be a lot less volatility from that. Now, they've already sort of blown their wad on this one. What you would have right now, if the market was falling like it had, you would have these stop losses that would occur on people that are in long positions and force them into a short position to get out of their longs. And that's when you see these wide swings in volatility. Well, they've already washed everybody out of the marketplace, so now you don't have that. It's like that one silver bullet, you know, they did it, and now, you know, you can raise reserve requirements or raise margin requirements as much as you want. You're not, you know, they've washed the traders out of the marketplace. It doesn't matter. I mean, last night I was watching the Asian markets, and gold is dipping to about, 1590, 1589, right in that. And then all of a sudden, whoom, right back up into the 1600s. It's almost like, you know, okay, now we've tried this one. What are we going to do next? And like I said, the central banks, the people, the planners of this New World Order thing, the people that like to control the world, are doing everything they can. They're throwing everything plus the kitchen sink, their first child. They want everything in order to keep the prices of gold down because of the value of the currencies are dropping, and they don't want people moving into gold. That's why you hear France talking about making gold illegal. This is nothing new. The United States confiscated gold three times in our history. France has been doing it, you know, all throughout Europe. Gold has become illegal because they're trying to legislate you back into paper currency. But the people wake up and they go, no, we don't want your currency. If you want us to have your currency, be fiscally responsible and turn off your printing presses and stop bailing everybody out.
Well, that's my point, Ted. People have always said, well, why get gold? Because when the dollar does start dying, you know, the governments are going to try to come take it. They're crooks. I mean, why have kids? Because the CPS might try to take them. Or why ever have kids? Because they might die in a car wreck. Or why get married? You might get a divorce. You know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Stop living like paralyzed cowards and let these crooks know. Look, I'm going to tell you, they're going to try all sorts of stuff to get the gold coming up in the next few years. And it's not going to work. People are too awake now. Okay? We're not good little nice people that trust the government and do whatever they say like in 1933. It isn't going to happen. People aren't going to go along with it. And all the king's horses and all the king's men aren't going to. So many middle class and even wealthy people are in gold and silver. It isn't happening. It's going to start a revolution. Well, their bluff. Head-on collision. Let's go.
The obvious things, the easiest things for a government to take is property like land, because they just come in with their guns and they can take it. But you can hide gold on your person. You can move around with it, and then nobody knows you have it.
Now's the time to call Midas Resources. Okay, I know you've been grabbing with both hands the last 4 or 5 days with this orchestrated plunge. What do you got that's the best deal, the radio specials, when they call, Ted?
Well, I mean, right now, Alex, I was able to drop the price on the books and the silver dollars right now. $73 delivered. For the book and the video thing that we've been
on. $2 silver dollars, the Orwell book by Mark Dice, breaking that down, the great film, American Dream, exposing the bankers, and the shipping, $73?
Yeah, despite the fact that silver went up, I was able to reduce the price on those. I found a little better buy when the silver dipped. So
okay, and there's also a banner at the top of Infowars.com that says, get $2 silver dollars and get 2 free gifts. That'll lead you to the Internet page. The only place on the Internet where you can get some of these deals there, most of these radio specials, you've got to call about 800-686-2237. Ted, you got a bunch of silver and gold coins. Folks have got to ask to hear the sheet of radio specials, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
800-686-2237, and they're going to be there all night and tomorrow. I believe now is the time to get into silver and gold. Use this opportunity as a buying opportunity. 800-686-2237. 2237. It's already going back up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Okay, coming up, I have here in my hot little hands the ATF Justice Department letter. Headline: Feds to legal medical marijuana patients, you don't have a Second Amendment right, period. And we have the article with the document up at Infowars.com in one of the eight articles Kurt Nemo wrote yesterday. Kurt is quite prolific. What a great freedom fighter. He sees something, makes him mad, he writes an article. I'll be up at 2 o'clock in the morning and see articles popping up at 5 a.m. That is dedication to fighting tyranny. Listen, once you get sick of corruption, it's fun to fight these people. It's not work. I mean, you do get a little obsessed sometimes and burn out, but hey, so what? There's nothing like spending your energy on a worthy cause. We're going to be breaking that down coming up, and a judge has ruled that you don't have a right to your own farm. They said the police power says you do not have a right to your own farm, your own garden. I've actually got the copy of the ruling. This is in Wisconsin, a big farming state. Government is out of control and thinks that it owns us, and our servants are trying to tell us we're the authority, we're the official, we're the Fuhrer, we're your master, and you got to do what we say, you work for us. They are, you know what backwards. They've got it completely backwards. So that is coming up. Now, Helga is a really interesting lady. She owned a restaurant here in town for years. When my sister was little, my sister's like 14 years younger than me. One time, Helga came over and sang a little nursery rhyme to her. My mom always repeats the thing. And I just brought it up to Helga. And she goes, oh, yes, I don't remember the whole nursery rhyme, but I'll maybe call your mom sometime. I guess I'll give her a number so she can hear it. But Helga doesn't want to do the nursery rhyme here for us today. But she's from Germany, German citizen, lived here in the U.S. for a while, came out to activist events, I don't know, for over 10 years, met her many years ago. She moved back to Germany a few years ago. She's friends with Richard Reeves, and Richard Reeves was talking to her on the phone today and handed the phone to me, and I was talking to Helga, and I said, you know, I read in the news Germany went ahead and agreed to waive whatever sovereignty it's got left to the new, quote, financial union that even British and German papers admits sets up a financial dictatorship and ends sovereignty. In fact, just search New Deal sets up Euro dictatorship or financial union. We'll show folks some of those headlines, and I'll dig out some of the articles actually have the day on the subject here in a moment. But I just wanted to get Helga on with us, Helga Moret, if I'm pronouncing that right, on for like 5 minutes as a German who's also, you know, a person who's lived in America quite a bit, who can communicate the parallels between the way the American people see the bankster takeover and the way the German people see it. Because it's the exact same banks, exact same banking families engaged in economic sabotage and takeover. And by the way, I interviewed John Perkins, the economic hitman author who worked for them, and he said, absolutely, this is the planned takedown of Europe and then the United States into this one world government. So, Helga, here we are. It's actually happening.
And I tell you, with a lot of arm twisting, a lot of blackmail, they got $780 billion approved to give to the banks again. Not a penny is going to go to Greece. The poor country doesn't have much industry. And the little bit they have the IMF right now there, and the IMF is going to tell them that they have to privatize the little bit they have, and they have to reduce wages, and they have to, and social security, and a lot of, and increase taxes on housing, and, you know, just every penny they can take and more they will take from the Greek people. Which means somebody said in the parliament today that now those 780 has to be approved before Greece actually really goes bankrupt, because then the banks can serve themselves from that money, and they again will not lose a penny. So it's, what can one say? It's the IMF. Every country now in Europe has to show the IMF the money they give, you know, for social programs and for everything else, whatever the household is. It has to be approved by the IMF. So we are totally into, you know, dictatorship for the European Union with the IMF, and, you know, the European is set up as a dictatorship. I mean, the four people on top, they are secret, they do nothing in public, and then there is a committee of all the 27 members, and they get together also in secret, and then it goes to the parliament, and they have nothing to say, only to approve it. And then it goes to the different countries. It takes 3 weeks to translate it. And they only have they have actually 8 weeks, but by the time it's translated, they only have 5 weeks. And, you know, as they are bought off, they're just rubber stamp it, and so it goes. It's total. It's gets more and more open, a dictatorship. I mean, what now can I say?
And I've actually, Helga, heard Bloomberg, CNBC, because I listen to the TV channels in the car on XM, so I listen to TV, to be clear. I hear them with this talking point. I see it out of Europe. There's too much democratic processes in Germany. Merkel has lost the last two rounds of elections. She's barely hanging on to parliament.
What? And why is that? Because we already have that whole program in Germany. We have the lowest wages. We have no minimum wage. We already have not got any rent increase, any social security increase. They have it already done. First, because, you know, there was the reunification of Europe, and so they need the money. And, you know, and then one or the other. So already we have this IMM program already here. So people are getting really disgusted about the Merkel and her party. And, you know, they're also, I mean.
Well, that was the rest of my question, is to actually hear U.S. media and also read it in the German English papers and the English papers themselves out of England. To actually see them say, don't worry, the Germans don't want this, but their democracy doesn't matter. We're just going ahead with this because this will shore up the markets. The bankers drive down the markets to terrorize the public every time they want a new bailout.
I mean,
it's really a direct tax.
Did you look at the stock market? The Deutsche Bank and all those guys, they went up 12% yesterday. And I don't know how much today. So they're really happy about this money. I mean, it won't take them very long to kind of speculate, you know, $780 billion away.
But that's my point, is that they all again. But it's not just the money they want. It's the new, quote, financial authority
You,
as you said, that is above. This is the end of any sovereignty.
That is it. That's it. It's not about the money. It's about the control. And finally, having us totally in this European dictatorship.
Now, I also saw reports. The last thing that they have, obviously, in Europe that has any sovereignty involved in it is the soccer teams, the football teams. So now the memo got leaked last week by Zero Hedge, and it was confirmed to be accurate. They're planning on making people get rid of their team's national name, and it'll be called Euro this, Euro that. So they're also going to get rid of even the names of the countries on the teams. I mean, you talk about an attack on sovereignty. They are trying to erase it. This is total economic conquest.
Yep.
What are the average Germans?
The soccer games. I don't watch football, but anyway, it wouldn't surprise me. You know, you can only sell straight cucumbers in Europe because the European has decided a couple of years ago that all cucumbers have to be straight. No more crooked cucumbers. So anyway, yeah, it's sad.
And they always pick ridiculous things to just train you to, like,
yeah,
it's like in the Marine Corps, stand on your head. Why?
Yeah.
Because I said so. And
It's
just about training you. You can't have this toilet, can't have this light bulb, can't have an outdoor space heater, can't have this car. It's all about control.
Yeah, it's all about control. And it's going so fast now. It's, you know, and that's why I'm saying Ron Paul has to win and I really like the voice of Jesse Ventura, because when he first was voted in Minnesota as governor, I didn't know anything about him. But when I heard his voice, I thought, my God, that's a different voice from all the politicians, and it's trustworthy. And for all those people who don't know what in the world is going on, when they hear that voice, they say, yeah, that's somebody to vote for. You know.
Well, you're saying, I mean, he is a maverick from the outside.
Anything away from Ron Paul.
Sure. Now, expanding on the whole Germany issue and what's happening. This is big news that Germany is saying, yes, we will go along with this. We will give up what sovereignty we have left. Hermann von Rumpy, the head of the unelected bureaucracy, says it's about world government. We played those clips the other night on InfoWars,
yeah,
Nightly News. Will the German people put up with this?
The German people don't know any... actually, the thing is, German people are by now so tired. They don't even... I don't know. They care, but it's like they're just so tired. It's going on so long, you know, this back and forth. So they're just, you know, we have all this. It's already done. It's already done. When we went, we were not asked if we want to get into the European Union. It's all done. We are in it without, you know, having, we couldn't vote on it. So.
That's right. You were brought in without being able to vote like most countries. The few countries that have been able to vote have voted to get out of it.
Yeah, and they probably twisted their arms too to get them into it. I mean, Holland twice, they had to vote, you know, they had, first they voted no, but then they got them into it. So, you know, it's the, you know how it is, it's the New World Order. And I don't know, Europe is going to go down like everybody else. And that's my only hope, that maybe, you know, something could be done in America.
Well, the globalists don't know when to stop. And they have an overall goal, but they tend to be greedy individually. And that's another big hope we have that's been borne out in history, is they'll just keep squeezing and squeezing and go a bridge too far. Helga, great talking to you. In a couple of minutes, any other final points you'd like to impart to the audience?
I just want the American people to go out and vote for the right person, because all the other ones, except Ron Paul, they're getting New World Order, more of it. So that's all I have to say.
Let me ask you this. Overall, though, because you're on, you know, every year or two, maybe, you know, we call you up and get you on to give us your perspective, or you call in as a listener. Overall, is Europe starting to wake up more to the global crime syndicate and the bankers?
Yes and no, but they are so tired. People are just absolutely tired. They're working minimum wages. I mean, we don't even have a minimum wage. They're working two jobs. They have terrible conditions, working conditions, you know, like they have to be happy to even get a job. It's kind of, I guess they're just folded, you know. They're just, some of them don't want to hear about it anymore. And the rest of them doesn't have time. And it's like everywhere else. People have to go out and vote for the right person.
Well, the good news is, and for those that send me emails and get confused, it's not like an up or down vote with a president. There they have the parliament, four or five big parties, and Merkel has lost more and more of her majority, and she's now pretty close to being thrown out. The problem is, we want to make sure the other group that gets in soon will then reverse this. The problem is,
the next is the Democrats, and they will not reverse it. Actually, they will just continue to do it. No, there is no hope, actually, because the one party we have in Germany, they are being absolutely stoned. Because in the meantime, whatever they're saying, a half a year later, another party will say, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's, let's say, minimum wages. This is the party I go for, has been saying it all the time it existed. Now, because they're losing in those big parties, they also talk about minimum wages, but they will never, and they will still stone the party which first, came up with. And it's with every item, it's the same thing. So I don't have any hope here, I have to tell you. And I don't see people on the street. And maybe if we all go bankrupt, which could happen, because if the $780 billion is going to be speculated by the banks, then maybe, you know, and we go all bankrupt here.
Well, no, that's what it's going to take. And people are going to have to get hurt real bad by the system before they finally wake up and do something. But a lot of Europe, as you know, is literally on fire, and people are very angry. Helga, good talking to you. Look forward to talking to you in the future.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. There she goes. All right, now we're going to go to break, and then I'm going to come back and get into all of this news. And this little pile all integrates in together. Here is the open letter to all federal firearms licensees that they are not to sell to someone who has a medical marijuana card. And now they're supposed to be like secret police and ask about it. Now, it's state law that you can get this medical marijuana card in, what, something like 25 states now or more. They say ignore state law. And if you do sell to somebody who's got one, even if you don't know you did, we're going to go after you and them. So a new way to harass people that use marijuana for cancer and other things. Working to reform marijuana laws, Normal says feds to legal marijuana patients, you don't have Second Amendment rights, period. Here's another one. In Wisconsin, no right to produce or eat your own food. I actually have the judge's ruling. But Chuck Norris has written a big column admitting it's a UN takeover, Codex Alimentarius. So Chuck Norris is coming to save us. It's all coming up.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, I better cover this because I've had John and Rob and everybody running in here throughout the show today saying, Alex, did you know they admit that there was never a danger of this guy flying these remote control airplanes into the Pentagon with explosives, and that the FBI contacted the guy, gave him the bombs, gave him the aircraft, everything? And I said to my crew, I said, yes, I do know about this. And I've just seen so many hundreds of cases of the government doing this to create the illusion that there's this threat. There's one thing to infiltrate a real Muslim extremist group. I'm sure it exists somewhere, like a leprechaun may exist or Loch Ness Monster, you know, in this country. But I've seen hundreds. I mean, I see these every week or two. And now I've heard government over the years calling for restricting Estes rockets and remote control planes. And when they're done, they're going to get those. Then they'll try to get a guy to have a remote control car, you know, a little toy one with a bomb. They're going to take that. When they're done, you're not going to have anything, okay? So it's real simple. We've got ruthless mafia running things. And, I mean, it's constant. They always get some ex-prisoner who's forced to join a gang in the prison. They've normally got a low IQ. Remember in 2006, they said a group of Muslims from Florida was going to wage jihad in a war. They were going to blow up the Capitol and blow this up and kill tens of thousands. And it turned out it was six black kids who'd lived on the street most of their lives, who were Rastafarian wannabe dope smokers, all on welfare, some of them legally retarded, you know, low-grade morons, and they weren't even Muslims, but the government gave them a warehouse and we'll give you more money when you dress in the fatigues. And the FBI guy was the Rastafarian leader of them. So they just called them Muslims on the news to scare everybody. Here's the newest one. Tony Cardellucci has an excellent breakdown. Boston FBI thwarts its own RC bomb. Another case of FBI entrapment, proving the only terrorism Americans must fear comes from within the bowels of their own government. Now, you're like, oh, well, that's InfoWars.com and Tony Cardellucci. We're not going to believe that. Really, here is Fox. Public never in danger in alleged plot to blow up U.S. Capitol and the Pentagon with a toy plane. A couple pounds of plastic explosive. Might have killed somebody, but not blow up the whole thing. Yeah, right. Like one hand grenade, you know, blows up the entire planet. He contacted a federal informant in December and months later allegedly began meeting to discuss the plot with undercover federal agents he believed were members of Al-Qaeda. No. They meet at the Pentagon, like Anwar al-Awlaki, and they're given Libya and thousands of real shoulder-fired missiles. Okay. That's if they want to launch a real attack, they've got al-Qaeda to do it. You're just to be in the news like they thwarted something. And we ought to be glad. At least they're not staging real attacks and just busting idiots. I mean, you know, it's terrible and illegal. Here's an article out of AP about it. Where's the area I highlighted? I've got another one where they admit they gave them the plane. They gave them the remote control. They gave them the C-4. Yeah, here it is. The 26-year-old was arrested in Framingham after undercover federal agents delivered materials he had allegedly requested, including grenades, six machine guns, and what he believed was 24 pounds of C-4 explosive. Federal officials said the public was never in danger from the explosives, which it said were always under control and closely monitored. You mean like the bombs you tried to get to the Phoenix airport a few weeks ago and got caught? Oh, or the real explosives? Or kind of like the first World Trade Center bombing where you hired two mentally retarded men and trained them and gave them a real bomb, a real detonator, and your own agent blew the whistle on you after you let the bombing go forward? You mean we were never in danger like that time?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.